The Buzzcocks and The Jam were two British bands inspired by 70s punk rock, some of whose members continue making music. The Buzzcocks, without co-founder Howard Devoto, but with its other leader, Pete Shelley, have just released a new CD called simply Buzzcocks. The Jam's frontman, Paul Weller, has a new solo album called Illumination. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of both.
In 1977, the Buzzcocks issued precisely what the title of that song says, a wake-up call, in the form of a ferocious single called Orgasm Addict. As propulsive a piece of punk as the Sex Pistols, The Clash, or anyone else at that point had released. Group leaders Howard Devoto and Pete Shelley broke up the band by the early 80s, and Shelley had a solo career that peaked with his first hit single, the considerably smoother but no less intense Homo Sapien. In the 90s, having regrouped with the other crucial Buzzcock, guitarist-singer Steve Diggle, the band put out a few albums, but none of them had the melodic bluntness of this one. Unlike the Buzzcocks, Paul Weller and the Jam were always more amenable to a sound that was softer around the edges. Weller was a mod as surely as The Who's Pete Townshend once was. As such, he was open to letting American soul music rhythms enter his music. After the Jam disbanded, Weller explored this melodic side as leader of the group Style Council, and his solo career, as is clear on this new disc, Illumination, is marked by a crisp craftsmanship.
It's written in the wind that we're two, carved out in the sand that we're real. It's lit up in the stars that we're true. We're destined in the sky to be glad. We're hopelessly informed that we're meant. We're conscious of the fact that
neither the Buzzcocks nor Paul Weller's various incarnations has had great mass success in America. They're classic British rockers in the sense of being profoundly influenced by American pop music, which they view as a continuum. Dusty Springfield is as vital as Susie and the Banshees, who are as vital as Eminem. Weller's Illumination has been a big hit in his homeland with such class-conscious, yet pop ahistorical songs as this one, A Bullet for Everyone.
Live a place on high. Everybody loving it, loving what they find. Spread upon each handshake, lies upon each word. Everybody killing it, killing out what's good. There are holes in the divisions between the haves and who have not. There's a bomb for every city. Now they don't know where to stop. And they say there's no provisions. It's not enough to go around. But when it comes to the gun, there's a bullet for everyone. Hell yeah.
To my ears, the Buzzcocks make the more exciting music. I find Weller's songs over the course of an entire album to bog down in fussiness and undue self-regard. whereas the Buzzcocks just get right to the point, which was always the point of punk rock in the first place, wasn't it?
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed two new CDs, Buzzcocks by the Buzzcocks and Paul Weller's Illumination. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our program was produced today by Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.